Hello, it is February 13th, 2024, and today we have the Five of Cups reversed. If we must draw the sad and regretful Five of Cups, let it be in the reverse, as it is today. If I'm not mistaken, we've seen this card in this position already this year, a good sign. There are 78 cards in the tarot deck, and when cards repeat themselves, they may as well be yelling at us. Time to move on, if we haven't already. Our human is grief-stricken, head down, dressed in mournful black, crying over spilt milk, as they say, or in this case, spilled wine or blood. Three gold goblets lie on their sides in the sand, their red contents bleeding or draining away. And there is nothing he or she or anyone else can do about it, which is the point of the card in the upright. In the upright, the left side of the tarot card represents the past, the right, the future. Our human is dwelling on and grieving past mistakes and losses, as a blue river, drawn with wavy, flowing black lines, eternally flows behind him. While two of the cups are spilling out their wine, one seems to have spilled pale blue water. Yet our human, rather than looking up and seeing the flowing river, continues to dwell on the now empty cups. Just behind him, we see two upright, shiny, fresh goblets waiting to be filled. These vessels in the suit of cups, Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio, correlate with the suit of hearts in a standard deck of cards, and hearts, of course, are emotional. They also represent people we love. These spilled cups can be lost love, the dearly departed. That is sad and universal. I feel his pain. We all do. The Five of Cups is acknowledged as representing alcohol and other addictions, mistakes and regrets. Recognizing the things we cannot change and realizing we have the power to change the things we can is a familiar phrase to recovering alcoholics. And in the reverse, we see now the river seems to be flowing upward. Tellingly, the spilled cups are now on the right, the future position. We cannot change the past. There it is. The past is still the past. But now our human's bowed head is looking up and facing the spilled cups, facing the past. The two cups behind him are still behind him, but an interesting detail is the design of the goblets themselves. In the upright, the upper part of the cup is round and bowl-shaped, while in the reverse, the squared stable base of the gold vessels are equal to the top, that is, forming another cup from which to drink. In the reverse, there is hope, healing, overcoming and moving on. In the case of alcohol and addictions of any kind, the wine is not the problem. The drugs are not the problem. The shopping or eating or escapism or compulsions are not the problem. Why we're doing it, any of it, to the degree we're doing it, in the first place, is the problem. Of course, I found a whole page of great quotes about problems this morning, looking for one I remember, which was about a problem not being a problem unless you perceive it as a problem. Exactly. But in the upright, this isn't a happy card. On the following card, the Six of Cups, these cups will represent happy memories, innocence and childhood, and gifts. This card says a lot about seeing the cups being half full or half empty. In the upright, we're no longer mourning losses, but grateful for and at peace with having what we've had and who we've had. We're no longer regretting our own or others' mistakes, but rather forgiving all.